for the Beaver Radio Network. I'm Brian Schultz, Beaver Men's hockey team. Winner last night in the shootout, joined by Noah Quinn. Scored on the power play last night. Noah, you seem to have a knack for that play. Scored four power play goals here in the last month or so, all very similar plays. What's the key to finding open ice, to finding that dead spot where not only your teammate with the puck can find you, but where you're able to do something with the puck there too?
Yeah, I think first off, I got to give credit to my power play group. They all have kind of found me back there, but I don't know. I kind of just sneak back there and try to be quiet and find the quiet ice, and luckily those guys find me, and it works out every time. So, yeah.
Quiet. Interesting choice of words. You draw too much attention to get your teammates' attention. You're going to draw attention of the opposition as well, maybe the goalie as well. Does that always come natural to you or not?
Not really, no. I think, like, the goalies on that post, they're not really expecting a cross-crease play, and then going post to post is hard to make that save. So I think whenever we can make that play, I like our chances.
Erie Vaisanen last week, the 3-on-3 winner on Saturday. Heck of a stretch pass to Adam Flamang. Had to get the puck off the ice to get it out of the zone, but had to settle it back down to the ice when it got to Flammer. Not an easy pass to get to you last night. What was that pass like for you to receive?
Yeah, it was tough. It's kind of whenever it comes at you that fast and there's some traffic, you never really know. And Flammer's pickup from Yuri last weekend, he made a great play and made a great shot on that play. So, yeah, no, it's tough, but I think at this level we can make those plays.
Last 2 years, I'm going to be blunt. The stats prove this. You guys are a much better team when you score the game's first goal. Literally, the record is flip-flopped when you don't. Last night, granted, it's one goal. But how much confidence have you guys gained over the last couple of weeks? Where last night, being down 1-0 wasn't such a big deal?
Yeah, no. When you can get that first goal, it's huge. And obviously, we didn't get that first goal last night, but we stuck with it and had a lot of faith in our group. And yeah, these last couple of weeks we've really clicked as a group, and we've kind of hit our stride. So I like where we're at right now and leading into playoffs. So I'm excited to see what we do here.
A lot of different things can shake out tonight, which is going to determine where you guys go next week. Is it easier then? Don't worry about any of the other stuff since there's so many different things that can happen. Just worry about yourselves.
Yeah, no, it's tough. We've kind of been looking at it, but ultimately we just got to play our game tonight and hopefully get 3 points and then see where everything falls after tonight. So, yeah, we're excited.
You guys by far have the best overtime record of anybody in the league. Last night was your 7th win in overtime. What is it about this team where you get to that point, you're a confident bunch of guys?
Yeah, we just fight. We fought back last night, and we had juice in overtime. And ultimately, those points are huge coming into the end of the year. But, yeah, no, we're excited, and we're happy where we're at right now.
Best of luck.
Thank you.